Andrew, thank you for joining me on the show.
No problem, Amber. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. Delighted to have you on the show. So, Andrew, you have a stark warning for businesses. Tell us what that warning is.
I do indeed, Amber. So the warning that we have for company directors is to just have a look at the companies that they're directors of at the moment. So the company's registration office, they plan on striking off around 35,000 companies over the next year or so. This all goes back to COVID. So typically, the company's registration office would strike off around 5,000 companies per year for non-filing of annual returns. But during COVID, you know, they gave companies the opportunity to kind of trade through the problems that we had. And there is a bit of a build-up there of what they call delinquent companies that they're looking to strike off the register. So as I say, there's about 35,000 companies that are at risk of being struck off. So our warning to company directors is to, you know, have a look at the companies that the directors of and make sure that those companies are in good standing. And if they're not in good standing, then they need to take action.
Absolutely. And I suppose before we get into the more details about the impacts maybe of being struck off, talk us through about the different returns that must be done and I suppose what they should be looking at now, I suppose, those company directors, Andrew.
Sure. Well, I suppose the most important one would be the company's annual return that needs to be filed with the company's registration office. So this return, it's due 6 months after the company's incorporated and every 12 months then thereafter. So a lot of companies will have an annual return date of the 30th of September. These are typically companies that have the calendar years, their financial year. So there's a big deadline coming up now, the 25th of November. So that annual return needs to be filed every year. Obviously, there's other filings that need to be made on the tax side, you know, a corporation tax return, VAT returns and so forth. But what we're talking about here is the return with the company's registration office. And as I say, there's a lot of companies there that haven't made filings over the last few years that are being targeted now, certainly in the next 6 to 12 months.
Okay. And in terms of those involuntary strike-offs, Andrew, what do they mean for businesses and what impact, I suppose, could they have on future businesses as well?
Well, the impact is stark. I mean, if you're a director of a company that's involuntarily struck off, you are leaving yourself open. So the Corporate Enforcement Authority can disqualify directors that don't close down companies properly. And if the director, you know, if they have outstanding creditors or if they've done this with multiple companies, then there's probably a higher likelihood that they could face an action, you know. And look, there's reputational damage that can come with that as well, you know. We had a client recently. His company was strike off listed, and this guy, he'd be a fairly high profile businessman. Now we got his company back into good standing, but you know, there was a reputational risk there that he was concerned about, but we did get it resolved for him. So you know, there is kind of a lot at stake there for directors, you know. You know, they can disqualify directors for up to 5 years.
Yeah, okay, so quite stark as you said as well there. And I know you mentioned as well that missing just even one return, it could cause, I suppose, a risk of those sanctions as well. So what do company directors and businesses, what do they need to be looking at now maybe, or what steps do they need to be taking, Andrew, in a bid to make sure that everything's in order and they avoid any of those potential sanctions that they could be facing if they don't file those returns?
Well, our recommendation would be to do a director search and just make sure that you're aware of all companies that you're a director of. Now, that might sound pretty obvious, but you know, sometimes business people, they might have, you know, 8 or 10 directorships and there's one or two can fall between the cracks, you know. So that would be the first step to just check and see what companies they're director of. And if there is any companies there with outstanding annual returns, we would recommend that they take action and they seek professional advice.
Absolutely. That's a good first step to take for sure. If a business is concerned, maybe, Andrew, and they think maybe that they might have everything in order, but they're not, I suppose, 100% sure, maybe, as you said, maybe they might be directors of more than one company as well. I can imagine it's probably never any harm just to double check and maybe seek the help of a professional like yourself just to make sure that everything is in order and I suppose that they don't have any fears.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, we're happy to take a look at the individuals' companies and the directorships, and look, we can advise as well. And the other thing I will say, if somebody does find themselves in a situation where their company's at risk of strike-off, there is a very good provision there. It's called the Section 343 District Court Application, and that can actually save you quite a bit of money, because if you want to bring a company that, you know, with late annual returns back into good standing, you do have to do an audit, and the penalty fees are quite substantial. But if you make this application to the district court, it actually waives the penalty fees and removes the requirement for the accounts to be audited. So whilst it costs around €1,000 to do the district court application, it can potentially save a few €1,000 and get the company back in the good standing quickly, you know. So we're happy to check to see if any companies are eligible for that process. So we can do that.
Yeah, and I was going to ask you a little bit more about that as well in terms of the Section 343 District Court application. How do they start that process, I suppose, or is it a lengthy process, or how does it all work, Andrew?
Well, we just have to, you know, we just have to take a look at the company. I mean, the directors have to kind of put together an affidavit just to outline why the returns weren't filed on time, you know. So, you know, there should be, there needs to be a, you know, a pretty good reason why the returns weren't filed, you know. So it, you know, it could be to do with sickness, or it could be to do with change in accountants, or, you know, there could be several reasons, but it does have to be kind of outlined in an affidavit. We can look after all that, and then we make an application then to the district court. It takes a couple of months. Like, there is a backlog because there is a lot of these applications at the moment, but once an application has been submitted to the CRO, they will pause any enforcement action against that company. So like if we did one, say, this month, you may not get a court date until spring next year, but the enforcement action will be paused, you know. So that's basically how it works. And then the judge will make an order on the day, and typically they might give a month for the company to file the outstanding annual returns. But these annual returns, they won't need an audit, which makes it a lot quicker and a lot easier.
Okay, that's very good to know. And just before you finish up, Andrew, in terms of anyone wanting to find out a little bit more, talk to yourself or anyone maybe at Company Bureau, what's the best way to reach you?
Best way to reach us, you can have a look at our website. It's www.companyformations.ie. So all the services that we offer are outlined there. So like in terms of ourselves, we set companies up as well, and we also help to keep companies compliant. But as I mentioned a few minutes ago, if anyone has any concerns, we're happy to do a free search and have a quick look at their company. And look, we can advise them where appropriate.
Fantastic. Andrew, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me this evening. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Likewise. Thanks very much. Appreciate it.